Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, June 13th. We're back with you. We're both sick as hell.
Yeah.
We're here to serve and to entertain as much as we can, even if we're shit out of breath or energy or anything, you know. But we're here. No studio guest today, but we have a phone guest.
Yeah, I saw that.
It sounds interesting, so we'll have him calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was an interesting show, huh? With the abortion and everything.
Yeah, that was intense.
Yeah.
It's like too intense for a Monday for me.
Yeah, I know. But I liked that you're a woman and you still question their thoughts and stuff, you know?
Well, I agree with the fact that you're being more objective, I think. Yeah, well,
I
agree with the fact that women have a right to choose, but I don't agree with their idea or belief that a baby is not a human being. It definitely is. Like, a heartbeat might be a muscle contraction, but it's still a fucking heartbeat.
Right. Whatever. Yeah. And my question is, it's like women love babies so much. Why are they so easy on having them killed? Now, I'm not saying everybody,
definitely some situations in life where I don't think people are capable of being parents.
Right.
And they shouldn't be having children.
Yeah.
So,
but
I mean, it's
part of their life. Who decides, you know?
Yeah. But who decides? Those poor kids.
Yeah. You know, unless somebody does something serious, the government doesn't take away kids from people. You know, it just doesn't work like that.
That's what I'm saying. So those poor kids have, like, no shot in hell to have a great future if they're born into a shitty situation.
No, that's not true at all. I mean, look how many people overcome adversity and grow and become
people don't.
Well, you know, I mean, but there's people that are rich and they don't make it, through their lives healthy or stable or whatever, you know. I'm a big believer in... Everybody's got their own fucking baggage, you know?
Right.
Because that's what life is about, is to throw you spinballs and see how you handle it.
Right.
I mean, what else is there? You know what I'm saying? So, but look, I agree with you. There's always exceptions, you know? Like rape, things like that, I understand, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But, and it's still debatable, but the thing is, I can't imagine forcing a woman to raise a kid from her rapists. You know, that's a terrible thing, and it's not like she instigated it or anything. But when people knowingly get pregnant and they have sex, like we told her, if you're going to have sex, there's a chance you're going to get pregnant, even if you're taking birth control.
Right, right.
Right? So that's it. If you didn't like the guy, don't have sex with him. And then you won't get pregnant by him.
But, so like a really toughy, like, I don't even like talking about it. I think it's just
uncomfortable.
It's not uncomfortable. It's just like it could go in like this long, just a circular motion over and over again. But what if this and what if that?
Yeah.
And what if this? But what about this and what about that? So it's like, what's.
Yeah. And controversial issues, nobody changes anybody's mind anyway, you know?
No.
Just a waste of fucking time.
So it's like talking about politics. It's like, why waste your breath? Unless you, like, met a group of friends where all of you have the same exact opinion on the subject, it's, like, literally always going to be a debate.
Right. But if you all believe the same thing, then it's a boring conversation because everybody agrees with everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
They agreed.
Yeah.
They were, like, finishing each other's sentences.
Right. You know? So if they sat together with people like them, they'd all go, right, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good conversation. I liked it. And there were incredible women and strong women and that. And I admire that, you know?
Yeah, I like how they are very adamant about their beliefs and they do not falter on them.
Right.
They are like, no, this is what we think and this is what we believe. And they want other people to think and believe that way too.
Right.
But that's where it gets a little pushy and a little touchy.
Right.
Because when you're so aggressive in your beliefs, it almost comes off as if like they don't like you because you don't have the same opinion.
Yeah, like they're militant or something.
Yes.
I agree. But, you know, they came in here smiling. They left smiling.
Yeah.
That's all that matters, you know?
Yeah. It's like smile right before the debate, clock in for the debate. Don't smile during the debate, clock out, smile again.
But we were having fun and everything.
Yeah, they were good guests. Cool. It's good to always, it's good to have guests like that every once in a while because it makes you, it does make you have a conversation that like, look, think about it. Like if they didn't come in, we wouldn't be having that conversation.
That's true. That's true. That's mm-hmm. why I invite all kinds of people in.
Right.
Today we're going to talk to a man who's who's doing some unique things, and I was checking out their stuff, and it looks pretty cool. So we'll see about that. Well, there's a lot of shit happening in the news, you know. Not surprisingly, they're saying the calls to the suicide hotline have increased quite a bit since the death. Since suicides, yeah.
So it takes a celebrity killing themselves for them call?
That's what happens. Well, everybody started posting, here, call this number, call this number. It's like, that's not the solution. If someone's depressed, finding the number for the suicide line is not their problem. It's not their main problem.
And then
problem.
Who's on the, I always wondered when I saw this post, who's on the other line of that? Is it a therapist?
The other end of the line?
Yeah. Is it like a certified therapist with like a PhD? Like who's giving them advice not to kill themselves?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought
about
that?
I don't
know.
Professionals and stuff, like maybe social workers, people that are trained to do that.
I mean,
you got to be very careful when you talk to a suicidal person.
Yeah, because you could say one wrong thing.
Yeah,
you one know, wrong thing. One thing to set
push them
off
the edge.
Yeah, pretty much.
I know.
It's very scary.
So so that's what's going on. We'll talk about a couple of other things, but so it was funny because when they came in and they were going to talk about LGBT, I thought they were lesbians or something, right? When they came in.
Right.
But then it had nothing to do with LGBT.
And they're both, one's married to man and one's in a relationship with a man.
Right. So much for that, you know?
They didn't even mention the gay community.
I know.
I think it's because the abortion debate just went on for like an entire 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, like, really intense for the first hour.
I know. So, how you doing? You're sick still, right?
It's, yeah, but you know what it is? It's that I'm sick, but this antibiotic makes me feel even sicker.
So, don't take it.
Yeah, I think after today, I'm like, I'm good. I've literally taken the Z-Pak 1,000 times, but this morning as I was driving here, I was like, I honestly feel like I'm having an out-of-body experience. Even when
that's terrible, yeah.
Even when I'm sitting here, I'm like, I don't feel like myself.
Right.
Ugh.
And you're taking it, look, although it was given to you by a doctor, you're taking it now without a prescription.
So, what happens when you, what do you mean?
You're taking it without, in
without
other words,
a doctor saying I need to take it.
Yeah, now. Yeah,
I
know. It was because
I could have just
then.
Had like pulp nasal drip. And I here mean, I am yeah, taking antibiotics. You know. So what happens if I stop taking it, though? Like, is that going to be?
Nothing. No, nothing. It's okay. Not like a.
And I drank like literally so much last night on
oh
the
my
anti.
God.
No, but you know why I do that? Is they say that you can only have like one drink a day when you're on antibiotics. And usually they tell you to drink wine, not hard liquor, but I get so in my head about what antibiotics is doing to my body that I like to like drink as much alcohol as I possibly can to almost like cancel it out. Mm-hmm. Like I want a little bit of the antibiotics.
You're crazy, you know. You're
know.
Crazy. What can I say?
I got issues for sure.
That's weird.
Oh, remember how I told you about that guy I went on a Bumble date with?
Yeah, that psycho.
What? No. Yeah. He texted me. He wants to see me again, and
really?
I was like a bitch.
You were a bitch to him.
Is that what it takes? You just got to be a bitch, and people are like, "Yo, when
I
are we hanging out
I
again?"
I can't speak for them. You know, I don't like it at all.
I'm like, what?
Most people would have fucking moved on.
Yeah,
right?
Very much so.
Well, you must have left an impression on him.
Well, I'm a funny chick, but I'm also a bitch. So it's like you can get either or. I wasn't sick at the time. I was going to go to that event yesterday, but I didn't make it.
No?
No.
With Amorous?
Mm-hmm. Because I went to this pool party for MAC Cosmetics. So I'm a brand ambassador for them, so I had to go to that one. And by the time I left there, I felt so sick. I was like, I'm going home.
Yeah. Look at you going to all these friggin' events. You know, I've lived here 40 years. Nobody ever invites me to.
Everyone always invites you, Sam. I witness it. And you just don't want to go.
That's not true. Pool parties? If I was involved, if I was invited to a pool party, I'd go.
Yeah, but nobody was like in swimsuits. It's not that type of pool party.
It doesn't matter.
It's like literally Technically, it's called a pool party because the party is around a pool.
Around the pool. Yeah. Sounds interesting, you know.
There was like a DJ. They had no food, though. It was kind of disappointing. They had like little, the smallest little finger snacks I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, where's the barbecue?
Well, maybe they weren't ready for you.
They had donuts. They didn't have an array, but I drank a lot of tequila yesterday. And then I just, I felt fine. Like my sore throat was gone. Then I went to bed, woke up this morning, it was back. So I was like, okay, I'm definitely getting sick. And I have a cough. If you can't tell.
No, I can tell. I'm just like that. My nose is totally stuffed.
And my voice is starting to change. Like it seems deeper. So I was like, okay, day two of the antibiotic. I took it literally within a half an hour. As soon as I got in my car, I was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
It's the antibiotic.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're crazy. I mean, this is strong shit.
Yeah. You know? And I don't know if it's because I haven't taken an antibiotic in like a year, but I'm like, holy crap. Yeah. Isn't antibiotics supposed to make you feel better?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, it's strong stuff. You know, if you don't take it with prescription, I don't know what happens. Maybe you don't need it right now.
Yeah, I think I'm going to probably not finish the pack.
Yeah, maybe your body can't handle it.
Yeah.
I mean, antibiotics, they fight the germs.
And the good ones and bad ones.
Right.
Yeah. Shit. So, folks, don't take pills unless your doctor tells you to.
Exactly. Well, you tell yourself that first, and then tell it to other people.
I know. Well, now I'm learning. Now my lesson has been learned.
Yeah.
It's like almost making me tired.
Yeah.
Like I feel like a zombie almost.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like not like a tired where I need to sleep. It's like a tired where I feel like I can't have my eyes open.
Yeah. And it's weird to have a cold when it's summer outside, you know? Fucking 95 degrees here yesterday.
It was so nice out yesterday.
Well, depends where you went.
I was on top of the hill, so it was like a little...
Yeah, it's nice there.
Yeah.
You get into the valley, man, it's fucking hot down here.
Oh,
and
really?
And it's not even summer yet. Yeah. Yeah, you leave like 11, you don't know.
Yeah.
Around 1 o'clock, man. It's bad.
Well, you know what it is it's 95 now, but like 2 weeks ago, it was like 60, cold, rainy, cloudy. So we went from like this May gloom to all of a sudden summer.
I know.
So and that might be why people are getting sick.
Probably still going to go back and forth because it's still chilly at night.
Yeah.
It's not hot.
The temperature did drop last night for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what happens. There was also a fire.
I saw it.
Did you see it?
I was literally standing on the opposite side of like the hill. And I was like, is that a fire?
You could see it?
And I could see it. And I looked at the people I was with. I was like, is that a fire? And they're like, yeah, probably. It happens all the time here.
Yeah.
Like nonchalant. I was like, that's actually kind of a big deal.
I know. Nothing's a big deal for Angelinos, let me tell you.
No.
Fucking earthquakes, we keep on moving on. You know, we do whatever we were doing. Floods, you know, fires. Riots, you know.
So crazy.
What the fuck? So a lot of shit's happening here. And which incidentally brings me to this article. Do you remember I brought up this thing in the news that somebody is suggesting to divide California in three parts?
Yeah, I do remember you bringing that up.
Okay, so now it's going up for vote and on the ballot. So in other words, people are going to have a chance to vote on whether they want to divide California.
What does that even mean, though?
Let me tell you, they're going to have North California.
Which they already do.
Well, no, but it's not a separate state.
Oh, they want it to be separate states? What the hell are they even going to call it?
Well, I'll tell you in a minute, but our guest is calling right now.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and take our guest right now. Chris, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good morning.
Chris, I'm trying...
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm trying to fake it by not saying your last name because I'm not sure about the pronunciation. Can you tell us, please?
Yes, Gernon.
Gernon. That's what I thought.
Gernon.
Chris Gernon.
Yeah, good.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much.
Of course. You're located in L.A., right?
Yeah, in Frogtown, if you know where that is.
Where? Frogtown?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Kind of right by the L.A. River between Atwater and Silver Lake area.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool there. Isn't that an area where they're developing now?
Exactly right.
Oh,
yeah. You know, the whole area is booming with restaurants and art galleries and architecture, and new coffee shops are popping up. The whole place is like changing. I think it's going to be like LA's new arts district.
That's very cool. So you got yourself strategically located there.
I think so. I hope so.
Okay,
it's always a gamble, as you know.
Yeah, I know. I know. But, you know, creative people, they always find a good environment to work in, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show. I'm here with Danny. And
hi, Danny.
Hi.
We were looking at your website. Now, you're the founder and CEO of a company called Fugitives.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, what do you guys do?
So we handle, we're pretty much a content creation company. We do a lot of branding. We do a lot of commercials and marketing and advertising. Primarily for hotels and resorts in the area. Disney Parks and Resorts is probably my biggest client, and we do a lot of work with them.
Very
impressive. That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys, so what content creation? What does that mean exactly?
It pretty much means it's sort of a blanket statement. It covers a lot of ground. Everything from online and web material to television commercials to cinema campaigns to we've even done some things for In the Park, like we did some video content for World of Color inside of California Adventure. We've traveled to Shanghai and helped them launch Disneyland Shanghai. But then we're also doing things for other hotels and companies in the area. We have a new project in Oklahoma at Choctaw Casino in Durant, where we're creating a whole video installation inside their casino that basically wraps the ceiling and the walls with video content, and it becomes this attract feature inside their casino. So it really covers a large gamut of video content, but it's all based around storytelling and telling stories, branded content through images, basically.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Now, so when did you start this, Chris, this company?
I started really like maybe 20 years ago, and it was just me. I started very small, and the company was founded by three editors. First, I started off as a commercial editor in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And the other two people just sort of faded away and they didn't really do it. And I took it from there and just sort of said, you know, I love the name. Even though it's Fugitives with an S, I'm only one person, but eventually I think there'll probably be more fugitives. So yeah. I'll probably take on the S and keep it going.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what I did. And, over the years, things just got busier. And when I got involved with a company like Disney, the work just kept coming, and the amount of work that I had to process each day just became overwhelming for just myself. So I added more people to my team,
right.
And that grew into a company, basically.
Very cool. Now, did you work like in an ad agency or creative kind of work before you started your own company?
Yeah, I did. The route to get here was not something I planned. It was something that happened naturally. I did start off as an assistant editor inside of a really wonderful company called Mojo Editorial back in the day. And Mojo was like a premium editorial shop, cutting Super Bowl spots and national campaigns and working with the best directors and everyone. It was the highlight of where commercials and production were really fantastic in Los Angeles. And there was a ton of money, and it was very lucrative, and these companies just thrived. And so I was an assistant editor at this one company called Mojo. And the editor that was there was a wonderful man named T.G. Harrington. And T.G. taught me everything I knew about editing. Like, I thought I knew a lot when I stepped into the company, and then when I got to work with him, I felt like I knew nothing. he was one of those guys that was just such a mentor and such a huge teacher that I learned pretty much 90% of what I work on today from him. And it just sort of grew from there. So my base is rooted into visual storytelling, and that's pretty much all I concentrate on today.
Yeah. How many people do you have working with you these days?
It expands and contracts. I have a core team of maybe six guys that stay consistent with me throughout the year. And as projects ramp up and ramp out, and depending on what our needs are, graphic support, color correction, video content, creative design, anything from writers to compositors, everything. We scale up and down depending on the workload and what's demanded on the project. But there's a core team of people that stay consistent.
I see. I'm on your website. If you guys want to follow, you go to fugitives.tv and you can find out more about Chris's company. You seem to have very awesome digs there. And I know... Yeah, I love to see offices of creative companies, you know. They always come up with something yeah. different, you know. So it's very cool.
It's, you know, it used to be. That's the greatest thing about Frogtown is that you get these old warehouse buildings that this building used to be an airplane, vintage uh-huh. aircraft engine repair shop.
Wow.
So they would load in these old vintage engines and repair them inside of this facility. Wow. And a lot of the buildings in this area did very much the same thing. So it was a place called Aero Films. Aero
Engines.
I can't remember.
I can see the
sign. Aero Engines, that's it.
Yeah, I can see the picture. So, well, that's very cool, Chris. So you must obviously enjoy what you're doing. And I can't imagine not enjoying this type of work. I wanted to ask you, so you also do speaking and stuff like that, right? So you had a TED Talk and stuff. What do you talk about?
I did.
Yeah.
The TED Talk was such an amazing experience for me in that we really, it focused on a virtual reality film that we made a couple of years ago on mental illness. Uh-huh. And this is another part of why I love what I do in that we're able to sort of like take the tools that we use to sell products and we use those same tools to create messages of change for nonprofits and for organizations that really need help. Mm-hmm. And so we focused on this one organization and their focus was mental illness. And we were working with the World Bank in D.C., to help create and bring awareness to this one particular area where if you were just suffering from depression and anxiety, you were basically chained up to a tree or locked up inside of a hut.
Yeah.
And this is in Ghana. And so you want to bring focus to this area. And I have to say that about the time I was giving the TED Talk, we heard that because of all of the efforts that we did, plus what everyone else had done, the health minister inside of Ghana basically banned what they call shackling, which is where they take these people and they lock them to trees, which is, it's such a horrible, and they're there for years. And,
really?
Sometimes they lose their family,
yeah.
they lose their house, they lose their reputation.
Right.
It's a horrible experience. So that's yeah. that's what I talk about in the TED Talk is basically the use of the tools we have available, using technology to evoke empathy in the world.
Yeah.
And it's just another means of using basically our marketing skills that we've learned throughout the years, good storytelling, to shed light on important issues in the world.
Right. That's pretty amazing, I got to tell you, because, you know, people don't understand these things happen, you know, in the world. And then,
exactly right.
So you bring it to the forefront that people go, wait a minute, you know, maybe we should do something,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, and the fact that they banned shackling and made it illegal is huge in terms of what has happened in the world and how this country has looked to this threat and basically made it harder for them to get away with it.
Yes.
It's such a huge step forward for the Ghanaian people and the people who are suffering from something that is simple as depression and anxiety and something that we look at here as being easily treatable. In the United States, we look at that and say, you know, we have the right resources, but in Ghana, there's one therapist per 2 million people.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. You know, it's like here we have the resources and the ability to sort of say, oh, I need to go see someone because I'm not feeling, I feel depressed or I'm having trouble dealing with some issues. There, it becomes life-threatening and debilitating.
Yes, yes. Wow. Well, thanks for bringing that up because, you know, I mean, these are things that I didn't know about, you know. And I do remember, I mean, still in Western society, not too long ago, people were treating mental health patients as pariahs and crazy people. And, you know, it was horrible, you know. So that's very cool.
You know, it's one of the things that I love about what we do every day, right? We can, the work that we do in everyday marketing for large companies and for huge organizations translate into other ways of telling that story. And you can use those tools to help others. And as well as the same time you're using them to help big clients like Disney, you know, and that ability to transition and do something good in the world, it makes you feel good about how you're going through your day and how you're navigating through the world and what you're getting back. Listen, I've been very fortunate in my career and I've been so lucky and I'm so happy with the work that we do and the efforts that we've made and the relationships that we've gathered along the way, that I think it's important to give back and to say thank you to the world and to also feel proud of the work that we do together.
Right. Not just focus on yourself, but actually be able to look outside and see other people that are not as fortunate as you. You know.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Very interesting, Chris. We're talking to Chris Gernon, and the company's Fugitives. Go to fugitives.tv. I can see there's also links to social media and stuff. Do you have any personal accounts where people can contact you directly, or should they do so through the company?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm on Facebook, Chris Gernon, I'm also, you can also find the Fugitives webpage inside of Facebook, Fugitives Editorial, and also Fugitives Creative as well. You can also check me out on Instagram at my last name, Gernon, and then Anon, Gernon.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was just about to say, you should definitely spell that.
So it is Gernon, not Gernon, right? So, Chris, it's Gernon then?
Gernon.
Okay, but you just said
Gernon.
Yeah,
but that's his, no, that's his Instagram handle. So it's his last name and then Anon, A-N-O-N.
Oh, I get it.
Kind of like anonymous, right?
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Right, exactly right.
I'm totally confused now, but that's okay.
That's why I told him to spell it, because it just sounds like a long last name, but he meant like anonymous almost. Yeah.
But at any rate, you folks, you don't have to remember, just go to the website. There's links everywhere there. And Chris, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Very fascinating.
I can't thank you enough.
Of course.
Thank you so much for having me.
I mean, I figure if you work for Disney, you're good enough for everybody else. So there you go. And much more success to you, Chris. We really, really appreciate you spending the time with us.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Bye. Have a good one.
Very cool. People do a lot of a lot of impressive stuff, you know, that we don't know about.
Yeah, like it's like behind the scenes. You don't even like think about it twice, but so much goes into it.
But can you imagine being shackled to a fucking tree because you're depressed or something? You know, fuck, man.
I mean, other countries are like living a life we can't even begin to imagine.
Yeah.
I think about that all the time. Like when people complain, because I used to complain so much. I still catch myself complaining a lot.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, it's like, I'm complaining about stuff I should be so thankful for, like if I'm having like a bad day. But then I think about someone in another country who doesn't have a pair of shoes or is walking around in their underwear, hasn't eaten in 3 days. Like, I really have nothing to complain about.
Right. You know, or I just read about all these women and children in Africa. I can't remember what country, but Boko Haram, which is like a terrorist group, kidnapped a lot of kids and women.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently all the females are like sold off as sex slaves and shit like that. Can you imagine how terrible that is?
No,
you know
I
what
can't.
I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
What the fuck? You know, all the biggest problems are in Africa.
Yeah.
And I don't understand.
I think sex trafficking is actually a big deal that no one talks about.
Yeah.
Because I think that happens in the United States too.
Oh, yeah.
Not as frequent. Like, I'm a little scared to go to another country after seeing Taken.
Yeah. I've never seen it. But
oh my god, my dad's not gonna be able to save me like that. Yeah. My dad would be like, "Goodbye, Danielle." Literally, like, whose dad is gonna be able to save us? Like Liam Neeson.
Yeah. See, that's why I didn't even see the movie. I didn't, because my daughter was young at the time. I thought, I don't want to see shit like that. You know? It makes you too angry.
Yeah. And then to see like how they treat these girls, they fill them up with drugs.
Yeah.
And then sell them for sex.
Yeah.
And there's not a goddamn thing you can do about it.
No, just like fucking objects. You know,
unless your dad taught you to be like a ninja at the age of two and you know how to literally kill these dudes.
Yeah.
You're stuck.
What are the odds, you know? Fuck, man. Can you imagine? I mean, that's like some shit in your life, you know?
Yeah.
They were talking about getting pregnant and everything, you know, yesterday. These are the fucking difficult things to
do. Yeah, you know? And stuff that happens, but like no one's talking about it unless it happens to somebody that they know or like care about. Other than that,
and
it's
they're
like,
all pregnant from their fucking rapists and shit, you know?
That's wild.
I mean, I was reading that. I was totally shaken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So going back to Dividing California.
Oh, yeah.
What they're going to call it is this. One area is going to be called California,
which would be probably like Los Angeles.
Just along the coast there. Then you're gonna have North California and South California, just like
North Carolina, and everyone's gonna vote against it, so they're wasting their time.
I hope so, but they apparently got more signatures than they needed.
But what? Why? So, but it still has California in the name. It's not another state. You're just adding. Hey, I live in North
California. No, you're dividing it because they feel all these three areas are probably they don't have a lot in common or something, you know?
It doesn't matter. It's still the same state.
Yeah.
So stupid. I swear people just want to be wasting their time.
Yeah.
Hey, what can we do this week because we're bored? That's what that sounds like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're trying to break it up and they're saying it's going to cost so much money.
When there's so much more we could be spending money on, like how to make downtown not smell like a giant urinal.
Yeah,
it smells so bad downtown. It's awful.
Yeah. Everywhere there's
it's like
people.
Unenjoyable.
I know.
It's just so unenjoyable to be downtown,
man. I know, but a lot of downtowns are like that. You know, I mean, San Francisco's even worse. Fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that sounds crazy to me, but. You know, you never know. I mean, in this today's world, anything can happen.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm so stuffy.
Me too.
You know?
I was like trying so hard to stay engaged in that phone conversation, but I was like,
I know.
Not even here. And I felt bad because usually I have really good questions at the top of my head, but I was like, I can't even.
I know. It was a little.
I like in studio interviews better. Yeah, because you can like read their body language.
Right, right. Well, I invited him to come here, but they couldn't, so.
I mean, he's close. I thought he was in a different state.
Yeah.
Silver Lake's only like 20 minutes.
But he's probably busy.
Busy, yeah. I mean, yeah, he sounds like he's doing important stuff.
Right?
mean, God, too important to come to LA Talk Radio.
Yeah, I mean, you know, work for Disney and stuff, but yeah.
I've never been to Disney.
Never?
Never.
Any of them?
No. I mean, I went to the one in Florida when I was really young.
So you don't remember much?
I don't remember much. All I remember is my dad won me this really cool... It was cool at the time. I don't
stuffed
know,
animal?
No. I've never won a stuffed animal, but he got me like this... It's like... It had the shape of Mickey Mouse's head, and you hold it, and you press play, and it had like these little strings that came out of it, and they changed colors like fireworks.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder what happened to that. That's all I remember from that trip, literally.
Oh, God. You should definitely take a trip. But it's so expensive, though.
Yeah.
You know, even here at Disneyland, it's over $100 a ticket.
Yeah, just to get in.
Just to get in.
And that's even for the kids. Yeah. Like the kiddos. I think when Marcellus is old enough, Gabby will probably come out and we'll take him. But until then, it's like, I don't like rides. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
So there's really no point in me going.
Yeah, but there's... Well, you're obviously not into Disney stuff either.
What do you mean? Like the characters?
If you like... Yeah.
No, I love Disney. So Cinderella. I actually just watched Cinderella yesterday.
So you should go to Disneyland. I mean, you'll connect even if you don't go on the
ride. Right, yeah.
And besides, what if you go on, like, Pirates of the Caribbean? I mean, that's not like a ride that's, like, scary or anything.
If anything goes up...
It's a fucking boat.
And then comes down?
But it doesn't. It's like a little boat.
Yeah, but what is the boat doing?
Just moving very calmly in the water indoors, okay?
So there's no twists and turns and drops?
No. No, it's just to see the pirates in different places.
Okay, so like I can do rides like that.
Yeah.
But I can't do anything
and
that has...
Small World, you know, where the song plays in your head for days after that.
Yeah. I went to Six Flags when I was 18, and my friends tricked me on getting on the elevator. Oh, have you ever been on that?
I think so. The one that just...
That goes
like
up.
Like a free fall.
Yeah. It's like you're in an elevator, but you're strapped in. And we went up, and... Like, literally, you can't even see anything. It's like you're in an airplane.
Right. And then the bottom drops out, right?
Oh, my God. I have... they said I was in shock when the guy had to come over and slap me across the face. I was
really?
In shock. Yeah. Completely blacked out. I was screaming so loud. I fainted. They had to slap me to wake me up.
Wow. Now I see why you don't like crying.
No. Hell
yeah, that's
no.
Fucking traumatic.
And yo, anything could happen. There was some girl, like a six-year-old, who went on that. Uh-huh. She lost her foot.
Really?
Because one of the wires like detached.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like some Freaky Friday shit. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on the ground eating the fried dough.
Yeah. But no, remember, Disneyland is for kids. They don't have dangerous or scary things there. I'm telling you.
It's for adults too.
No, I know. But kids, it's mainly for kids.
Yeah.
So they're not going to do things like Magic Mountain and stuff. Come on. It's a totally different thing.
Yeah.
And even, I think the scariest one might be those roller coasters they have space.
Yeah.
If they still have it, I don't
and it's
know.
Like up, down, around. You go backwards and you come back up. I'm like, no.
Yeah,
nope.
And in the dark too.
Yeah, no, thank
you.
You
don't know which way it's gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah,
but they probably changed it so much. I must have not been there for 20 years or something since my kids were young.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. And then they have California Adventure across.
Sorry, I was just
street.
Looking at that girl. She was wearing a crown.
Yeah?
Why are you wearing a crown on a Wednesday afternoon?
Is she a girl or a woman?
Woman.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't have girls in that show. They have older people there.
Yeah. Like, I only saw the back of her, but she just walked by again. It's a woman.
Yeah. That's true. Okay. So she's got a crown on her head.
Maybe
just
start
she's
doing
a queen
that.
Of something.
Yeah. Or she won a pageant or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could never be a pageant girl.
No?
Yeah, they asked me a question like, what do you want to change in the world? I just want fucking world peace. Oh, yeah. Her satchel said Miss California.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So she must have been Miss California back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, it's funny how they hold on to it.
Yeah, like
for the rest of their life.
It's like dudes that were like the VIP or the quarterback in high school, and now they're like the janitor at the high school, and they still hold on to like all their trophies. And I'm like, you gotta let it go.
Yeah, yeah,
you gotta let it go.
I know, man. I mean, you have people that were like child actors for a split second, and they keep on.
That's gonna be difficult.
Those pictures.
Yeah,
I mean, fucking 60 years old, you're still posting your 12-year-old pictures, you know, when you were 12.
That's gonna be like a thing that you can't ever get over.
Yeah,
like when you like made it and you had that, you tasted it,
right?
And then you just never made it again.
Exactly.
That's gotta be difficult to get over.
It is.
I imagine I would freak out.
Yeah, but you should just be happy you've been through it. It doesn't mean it's gonna stay with you for the rest of your life.
And I feel like if you don't make it in one aspect of a field, doesn't mean you can't make it in a different aspect. Like there's some people that can act for a while, then realize it's not really their thing, and then they become producers.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, just you gotta let it go. Just like I gotta kinda let reality TV go at some point.
Yeah.
Figure out what
but
else I'm
going to
do.
Still have some time, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm still 30.
Yeah, you can still do reality shows.
Yeah, barely. Barely. I'm going to try out for The Bachelor.
Yeah?
I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like I'm never going to find love unless I get on that show. And I know it sounds so cliche,
yeah.
But I think that's going to be like my only opportunity.
Why don't you go on that show? They renewed, I think, Love Connection or something. Did you ever see that?
Uh-uh.
They sent
that
you
sounds
on
something
a date.
Old. I think my grandmother used to watch that.
Well, yeah, it was some time. Not your grandma, but your parents, maybe.
Yeah.
And they would send you on a date, on a blind date, with a camera along. And they would see what you guys go through, you know, and then see if there's a match or not.
Nah, I'm going for The Bachelor.
Yeah?
Yep.
But that's what would be more fun.
No, I don't want
you
a
don't
blind date. I want
to
focus on one guy.
Yeah, but you're competing with women. I mean, it sounds so fucking sexist, you know?
What?
So degrading to women.
What, The Bachelor?
Compete. Yeah, because they all have to compete with each other to be with this one guy. I mean, what is
yeah,
that?
But I think the
it demeans them, I think.
No, I think the purpose them. Is because most of the women on there are beautiful.
Right.
So I think the point is, like, it doesn't matter how beautiful you are. At the end of the day, it's who he connects with on a personal level.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But why do they make him so big? It's just a fucking guy.
Well, it's better one guy than, like, three guys, because then the show would be confusing.
Well, yeah, but why not? Why do the show at all? Because
it's so popular.
It, I mean, The Bachelorette makes more sense to me, where there's a lot of suitors.
See, that's,
for one
you're being
woman.
Sexist against men right now.
Why? No, but that's the way that it usually is.
I
there's
feel like
one hot woman and a million fucking guys wanting her.
That's how the show should have started. The Bachelorette is actually the spinoff of
I know,
it. Yeah,
I know.
It started with the guy and a room full of
right.
girls.
And that's more natural than hot women fighting over just one guy.
Yeah, and the guy is usually not even that good looking.
Just like
lucky for me,
they need to be good on
I go
TV
for personality most of the time, not looks. So that's why I'm like, sign me up. See you next season. I just don't know if they'll cast me because of my past, but that's going to be my storyline. I'm like, I can't find love outside of a show because of what I've done and who I am. And I want, if you guys don't cast me, you too are judging me. So how am I ever going to fall in love?
Yeah, that's true.
Hashtag pick
and
me.
Do they get all kinds of personalities? I mean, you don't have to be like.
There's usually never any black people.
Yeah.
And if they do, they're sent home within the first one or two episodes.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'd make it far, even if I got on the show, but who knows? What if he likes me? What if he sees past the tattoos?
Yeah. What if they, did they ever have a black bachelor?
They had a black bachelorette for the first time because they got sued.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They got sued. So the next season they did a black bachelorette. And it was the lowest, I think it was the lowest rated season they've ever had, which is BS.
Yeah.
But she was beautiful. I mean, she was a lawyer. She ended up picking a white guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
But they've never had a black bachelor now.
How many black guys were there?
They usually have like, this new season that came out, there was quite a few. But usually there's only like three or four. And then the rest are white men.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I also think it's who's trying out for the show, too. Like, I don't think a lot of black men are going, let me sign up for The Bachelor.
Yeah.
You know? So, we'll see. I don't know.
Reality shows, man.
Right.
I'm telling you.
I wonder if that's, because I've done a lot of reality shows, I wonder if that is, like, actual, like, actually legitimate,
yeah,
you know?
Like, not scripted or
not
anything.
Not scripted, not set up. Because I feel like when you do a dating show, I feel like right off the bat, you can kind of tell who, I mean, you'll obviously play the game for TV, but I feel like in the back of the head, while you're filming, people know who at the end of the day, they're like, can't wait to see.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's impossible to distinguish your feelings.
Yeah.
For a show.
I mean, I can totally see you in, like, Big Brother. Why did you say you don't do that one?
I did too many shows. Which
really?
Is probably what The Bachelor will say to me, too.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that mean? I mean, what the fuck?
I know.
So
it's like, who cares?
Like virgins it, of, you know, reality TV version.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And it's like, at the end of the day, who cares? That's just more people that are going to watch the show who probably haven't already seen the show. Because I've personally never seen the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know,
about
Sam.
Three seasons of it. It
I just know
cool.
that the tryouts are in July and I'm going.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. It's on a Saturday. It's
for
like
The Bachelor?
Yeah, it's on a Saturday. It's like an hour and a half away.
Uh-huh.
And that is what I'm going to do. Even if I don't get picked, I'm going to have no regrets. I feel like every single person I meet tells me I should do that show.
Yeah,
and I haven't been on like a date. Like, I want to actually like find somebody. And if this is my one opportunity, fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to have to teach myself how not to swear because ABC doesn't like people that swear.
Okay. Then don't swear.
Yeah. I know.
Not on that show.
No,
other shows you can do it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But everyone always has like a career.
Yeah.
When they go on there, they like have it'll be their name and then like what they do for a living.
Yeah. Well, I was on The Bachelor 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's what qualifies you for the job.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And in New York, these two women were kissing in an Uber car, so the driver told them to get out. And, you know,
Uber's going to fire him.
Well, they did. They suspended him. And while they're investigating this now,
well, those two women are going to sue Uber now.
Yeah,
but, oh, man.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that they're saying we were not like making out.
It doesn't matter if they were. It's a taxi cab. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
No, because I'll tell you why. In Uber's things, it says you can't have any sexual contact or anything with other people in the car. You know.
Oh, really?
So yeah. But
is kissing really sexual contact?
The guy says, it's my own car. I didn't feel comfortable with them. And he asked them to stop kissing, I guess. But the thing is that they were saying, they asked him, why are you asking us to leave? And he says, it's illegal. You don't do that. So she says, kissing is not illegal. And he says, yeah, it is illegal. You don't do that in the car. It's disrespectful. So that's what he's saying, actually.
I bet if it was a man and a woman making out, he would have never said anything.
Yeah, maybe not, yeah.
Or maybe he would have. Maybe he's just really uptight.
Look, he sounds like a Muslim. Ahmad El-Butai.
Oh, yeah, it's because they're lesbians then, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to play out. Because if there's rules that you can't have sexual... I mean, I was in an Uber one time with a guy.
Right.
And we are intensely making out. And the guy like stopped Uber and was like, I don't care if you do that, but you guys aren't having sex in the Uber.
Wow.
And we were like, we're definitely not going to do that.
Yeah.
And we both started pissing our pants laughing because we thought it was like the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
But some Uber drivers get really upset about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that in New York, an Uber driver has to have a taxi license to be able to operate it?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So you need a... It's not like here.
No. Out here, all you got to do is like literally send in your insurance docs and be like, hey, I'm good to go.
Right.
But that's why Uber is finding themselves in like such horrible situations because they're not they're sending in these paperworks and these background checks and they're not actually fully checking the background. There's been rapists. That dude in Chicago is now going to jail for first degree murder.
Yeah.
Because he shot the guy in the back of his Uber. And he was like, oh, he attacked me. He said his passenger attacked him.
Yeah.
So he shot him because I guess in Chicago, taxi drivers or whatever have the right to carry firearms.
Oh, yeah.
And he shot and killed him. Now he's going to jail.
Yeah.
Now his life is over.
Yeah.
But Uber, how did you not know that that guy obviously should not be driving an Uber? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't hear Lyft having any problems. And Lyft is cheaper. Everybody do Lyft.
Yeah, it's the same drivers, though. Every car I see has both.
Has Lyft and Uber stickers on it.
I mean, when I drove, I did both, too, you know? And the thing is, I'm hearing more and more people driving Uber, but I got to tell you, it's not as attractive as it seems. Bottom line is you're like a taxi driver.
Yeah.
You have to serve people. You have to deal with shit.
He's like, hi, do you want water? Do you want a mint?
This guy wanted to bring in a wet dog into the car that's been in the pool and everything. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Do you know how stinky that is? And you're going to wet the car and everything. You know, I need to use it for other people, too. So... He got pissed, but I didn't take him with the dog, you know?
I mean,
there's a big dog that was literally soaked in water.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
So that stuff, you know, and then people come in, you get all kinds of weirdos. Why do I need this? And you don't make a lot of money. If you take that, if you consider deducting the gas that you spend and the miles that you put on your car, it's hardly worth it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You have to work like a full day to make decent money.
Yeah, from like 7 a.m. when people are going to work.
Right, like 8 to 10 hours a day. I don't think anybody wants to do that, especially driving.
Yeah,
in this town.
Back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah, when I did it, I did it from 9 p.m. till midnight. There's no traffic, you know?
Right.
And it was a lot more pleasant, but I only lasted 3 weeks with that.
Yeah, I don't think everyone, like when I post that I'm jobless or broke, people are like, drive for Uber or Lyft. And I'm like, no, I can't be doing that. I can't be putting myself in that type of situation.
Why?
I just feel like I would feel uncomfortable. There was like a guy in my backseat and I couldn't see what he was doing.
Right, right.
I just like wouldn't feel comfortable.
Yeah, but there are many female drivers.
Yeah,
you know?
So many.
And besides, you can get a dash cam like mine that takes pictures of the inside.
Like
too.
That Uber driver who had a dash cam and the CEO of Taco Bell beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
No. That dash cam saved him because if he didn't have that footage.
Yeah, I encourage everybody to get a dash cam.
Can you imagine?
We're totally out of time, Danny.
Never mind.
Thank you to Chris Gurdon for calling in. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.